Time to recap Rebel Oak County Commissioners meeting from yesterday, the second meeting for the month of February. That means County Commissioner Ted Gans. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing swell.
Good.
Usually about this guy in all your years of state patrol work and everything, you're driving around in February and it's cold, it's freezing, you're driving in snow and ice and you're driving. It's going to be 70 degrees.
70 degrees.
Again.
Again. Yeah, absolutely. We kind of dodged the bullet on that last snowstorm that kind of stayed up north, and we just had those flurries. And,
yeah.
And, but no, it's kind of become a little bit of a weenie, you know, when you're used to winter weather. When it gets down to 30 degrees and you think it's cold, but we've been real fortunate as far as the temperatures are concerned. But yeah, we could still use some moisture, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
So it's dry.
Just so dry.
Yes. Yeah.
Just,
I hope that's not a foretelling to what our summer and spring look like, you know?
I know.
We'll see, I guess. Time will tell. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. Had a lot of things to look at last night. We'll start first. Anything citizens' comments?
Yeah. Melanie Knight from Clay Center, Nebraska, stopped up. She is running for the legislature for a state senator spot. And Melanie just stopped by and visited with us and kind of wanted to get a feel for what Red Willow County would like if she was elected. And, you know, we visited about the inheritance tax and we talked about some state mandates and so forth. And so we had a good conversation and And I know that she was going to be around town yesterday and possibly yet today. And so, yep, we're kind of the season where we're starting to get some of the state senators swinging through that are looking to be elected. And so we had a good conversation there, you bet.
All right. And I just lost my agenda. Agenda right here. Board of Equalization. Anything else in citizens' comments? That
nope.
was it?
No, that was it on citizens' comments, Rich.
Yep. Board of Equalization meeting, public hearing regarding permissive exemptions.
Yeah, Lori Stevens, our assessor, stopped up. And this was just some new properties looking for property tax exemptions. One was for Community Hospital's new apartment building there on West 1st Street. Then the Willow Christian Church out of Indianola had a couple lots there with some houses they planned to remove, and then also Kinship Point. So we had four total properties there where they're religious or nonprofit. They qualify for the property tax exemption. So we voted to approve all four of those properties there with Lori Stevens' approval, the assessor. Yes, sir.
Noxious Weed Control Authority meeting. Ron Soden is now the guy leading that area, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yep. Ron is our new noxious weed superintendent there, and so Ron stopped by, and we every year at the end of the year, Nebraska Department of Agriculture, we have to submit reports on the amount of acres we checked and how many compliance checks and all the paperwork that was sent out in regards to noxious weeds. So Ron took that over, and he got that report submitted to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, and then we just had a good talk about his needs for this upcoming spring. You bet.
All right. Board of Commissioners reconvened after that, and we're right to the consent agenda.
Yeah, we reconvened on the, and your agenda is a little different. I know it got kind of switched around a little bit, no big deal. We did do one thing under the Board of Commissioners before we got to the consent agenda was we discussed the Armor Coat project for this year. We discussed different roads that we need to do. What we've identified so far is around 10 miles of road, and what we're looking at is Ravenswood Road will be 1 mile. Cambridge Lake Road is 5 miles, and then West 3rd, also known as Road 385, that's 2 miles, and then the south portion of Road 384, which is 2 miles. So those are the tentative roads that we'll be doing this spring/summer, possibly late summer, depending on when our contractor can get over here to do those projects. And so we'll be putting those out for bid, and then we set April 13th to open those Armor Coat bids. Yes.
All right.
And then we moved on to the consent agenda.
Consent agenda had 7 items there to discuss as well.
Yes, sir. Item number 1 was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number 2 was approved counts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $456,016.41. Then we had a couple items there, our item number 1, or excuse me, 3, on the surplus items for the Board of Commissioners and also the Veterans Service Office. We had a chair and a paper shredder that went down on us. So those are 2 surplus items. And then item number 4 was McCook Public Power District roadway occupancy permit. McCook Public Power is looking to bore a line across Road 388, which is southeast of McCook. Then item number five was appoint Rhea Hernandez as the interim director of the Red Willow County Health Department. Item number six was appoint Janelle Carter to the Southwest Nebraska Health Department Board. And then item number seven was accept a $14,000 gift from the Kiplinger Foundation for a tractor lease. So we approved all seven items there. I think out of all, you know, there's a few there. But yeah, Rhea Hernandez is now going to be our interim director for the health department with Brandy Bird's resignation. Mm-hmm. And so we wish Brandy the best. She's moving on to a different job here in McCook. And so we wish her all the best and thank her for her years of service there, you bet.
So it's still open as far as Rhea's the interim right now, still looking to get an interview for the permanent?
Yes. There will be advertising forthcoming for interviewing for the position, and everybody that's welcome to apply. As far as you do not have to be an RN or an LPN, even though it is preferred, obviously to help with the workload there. But yes, that spot will be advertised for here in the coming months, you bet.
Correspondence, a letter of support from the McCook Fox Theater.
Yeah, that was kind of placed wrongly on the agenda. That was supposed to go up into the permissive exemptions. But nonetheless, yes, we received a letter from Rhonda Graff on that. And I think that that's all been taken care of. So okay. It was for those tax exempt, the property tax exemption, okay. You bet.
Yes, sir.
A couple of reports.
One being the clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $9,560.59. And then report number two was sheriff's monthly revenue report. The sheriff brought in $1,907.26. So, mm-hmm. Yep, that ended the meeting. We adjourned at about 10:30. And we will again meet on March 9th. That's our next meeting.
March the 9th. We're into the month of March. Hard to believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as always, folks are invited if they want to sit in on a county commissioner's meeting. The invitation's there.
Absolutely. It's an open meeting. You bet. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, stop on by. Give us a call. Our numbers are listed on the county's website. You bet.